2026 is fast approaching. What kind of year will it be? How about the year you finally launch your own business? The year you transform yourself into an entrepreneur, founder, and boss. One powerful move puts your future firmly in your hands, starting a business with Shopify. It doesn't matter what you are looking to sell, handcrafted jewelry, recipe books, homespun fashion, or music lessons. Shopify gives you everything you need to sell online and in person. Millions of entrepreneurs have already made the leap. Why? Because Shopify gives you all the tools to quickly build your dream store. Choose from hundreds of beautiful templates that you can customize to match your brand. Setup is fast with Shopify's built-in AI tools. And marketing is built in too, making it easy to create email and social media campaigns. In 2026, stop waiting and start selling with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/living. Go to shopify.com/living. That's shopify.com/living. Here are your first this new year with Shopify by your side. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from A Book of Friendly Thoughts by Nixon Waterman, published in 1919. The richest person is the one who deserves the most friends. Wealth is a matter of the heart and not of the pocket. It is not that which others do for us that makes us possessors of great wealth, but that which we do for others. All true riches are self-made. Only when the hand and the heart are put into one's work does it yield a lasting worth. In the final true analysis, the picture forever belongs to the painter who paints it, the poem to the poet who writes it, the loaf of bread to the worker who earns it. Wealth may acquire these things, but it cannot own them. Therefore, the true value of character is something that each of us must achieve for ourselves. It cannot be bought. It cannot be bequeathed to us. It must be earned by each individual who possesses it. Hence it is that these great riches may be acquired by all who desire to possess them. Where are they to be found? Right here. When may we obtain them? Right now. Would you like to learn the only way in which you can come into their possession? Well, listen to the advice of Rebecca Harding Davis, who once said, "Whoever you are, wise or foolish, rich or poor, God sent you into the world as He sent every other human being, to help the women and men in it, to make them happier and better. If you do not do that, no matter what your powers may be, you are mere lumber, a worthless bit of the world's furniture, a Stradivarius. If it hangs dusty and dumb upon the wall, it is not of as much real value as a kitchen stool which is used. Honest toil is holy service. Faithful work is praise and prayer. It is the fine practical spirit, content and willing to do the humble things which are needed, that is doing most to lift the world to a higher and better plane. We are wisely introspective. We will reach the conclusion that, humble though we may be, we are, after all, a part of the great expression of being, and that we are worthwhile. Then, if we are worthwhile, it follows that all we do is worthwhile, for each of us is, in the end, the sum of all the things we have done. Once we understand that everything stands for something more than the mere thing itself, that it correlates with all the other things that we are doing, we shall invest all our tasks, little and big, with more purpose and importance. Perhaps no other everyday virtue counts for so much in the general welfare of the world as the adapting of oneself to and making the most of one's immediate surroundings. It is in the hundreds of little unrecorded deeds of kindness and goodness that we lay the foundation of character. It is only because these humble lives are never specifically named and celebrated by the crowd that many fail to see in them their crowning nobility. So, as you go through life, remember this. The most inspiring tales are those that have not been written. The most heroic deeds are those that have not been told. The world's greatest successes have been won in the quiet of human hearts. The noblest heroes are the countless thousands who have struggled and triumphed, rising on stepping stones of their dead selves to higher things.